Did you see any difference in the two chemotherapeutic regimens?
No, we didn't see that.
And that was seen, I think, overall in the trial, the same thing occurred. Right. So what's your take on this?
My take on this is that it provides a very important paradigm shift in the way that we think about clinical trial design and patient management. So far, in most of the clinical trial design, we always presumed that the proportional benefit, incremental gain, will be same degree in low-risk patient and high-risk patient. And all the statistical sample size calculation is based on that. Now we have to change that. And also it forces us to think about the clinical trial designs in which we actually have to pre-select patients that are at high risk, because those are the ones who will gain benefit. And it makes a lot of biological sense. We knew that already from all the studies that show, okay, ER-positive patient probably will not really benefit much from chemotherapy. And the neoadjuvant trials, PCR rate is much lower in ER-positive tumors. But this study shows definitely that based on genes that has like proliferation controls or estrogen receptor pathway, you can actually select patient that best candidate for chemotherapy trials.
You know, it sounds like, as you just described it, that it really sort of contradicts the concept of relative risk reduction of adjuvant systemic therapy that we've had for 15 or 20 years now. You know, you identify what the relative risk reduction is of a therapy, mm-hmm. and then you just sort of apply it to what the absolute risk is.
Right.
And it sounds like this is saying, no, that's not maybe the way to go.
Right.
That's a pretty major difference.
Right. So, for example, I think, you know, Peter Avedon always mentioned it, but, for example, in the adjuvant acclimation program, the benefit is presumed to be equal.
Exactly.
Now you have to think different.
Right.
He always stated that probably the benefit from estimation of chemotherapy benefit in low-risk group in adjuvant acclimation program is overestimated. And I think this study demonstrated it is true.